married brothers and sisters living in the same city. So while many may argue about the possible benefits, or perhaps possible disadvantages, of siblings living together in the same city, we find an interesting discussion on this matter recorded in Jewish literature. While the Talmud makes no discussion as to this question, in the teachings of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, in both his Tzava'a and in his Sefer Chassidim, the matter is mentioned. In Sefer Chassidim, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid states, and a similar statement is likewise made in the Tzava'a, that it is proper for four married brothers or four married sisters to not live in the same city, in order so they live good and lengthy days. As it is rare to find four married brothers or four married sisters who live in the same city and all have lengthy lives. He then brings that a hint for this can be found in the verse, Ki yeshvu achim yachdav umeis echad mehem. This is a verse in Sefer Dvarim, which is talking about the laws of Yibum, and states that when two brothers live together, and one of them die, and then it goes into the laws of Yibum. So Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid makes a take from this verse, allegorically, and says that it's not healthy for longevity of life for siblings to live together in the same city. Now how did he get from two to four? As seemingly the pasuk says, two brothers, not four. So the Mefarshim explain that the term Yachdav is plural. So we have Achim, which is two, and Yachdav, which is another two, which is four. As on the contrary, it's not good for a person to live alone in a city without a sibling. Things can get quite lonely. As it says, Toiva hashtayim min ha'echad, better is two than one. Likewise, there certainly can be nothing wrong with three siblings living in the city. As it states, Chut hameshulush, lo yenatek, that a triple string doesn't break. So the issue only begins with four. Nonetheless, we do find some authorities who learn in the Tzava'a that even two brothers shouldn't live in the same city if they are married. And others learn that three siblings shouldn't live in the same city if they are married. Practically, in this matter, the main approach is, like the Nusach, that only four siblings are a problem, or is the suggested approach of avoiding. So explains the Shivim Tmarim, Pirish Kadman on Sefer Chassidim, the Bris Olam of the Chida, Melukot of Meyalzu Chassidim, of the Baal Pelayites, the Arugas Habaisim, and others. Now we find a number of exceptions to this rule. Some Paiskim suggest, so is suggested by the Makar Chesed, that the entire warning above Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid only applies to siblings who are political leaders in the city. However, if they're just regular guys and regular women, then there's no problem for four siblings to live in the same city. Evidently, however, majority of the Paiskim or Mefarshim reject this approach and understanding of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Nonetheless, in the Shut She'ela Shalim, Tinyana 86, brought in the Darkei Tshuva, chapter 116, Sifkat 47, he states that the entire worry only applies if the four siblings move to the city. If, however, they grew up there, and they're simply getting married and remaining there, then there's no issue, as the entire issue is due to Eina Bisha, Ayin Hara, of what people will say. And in a city you grew up in, everyone's already used to you and expects you to be there as a family. So there's no ayin hara that's applicable. Likewise, some paiskim suggest that the entire worry only applies if one's parents don't also live in the same city. But if one's parents live in the same city as the four siblings, then there is no issue. Others suggest that the worry doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael and only applies in Chutz Laretz, and others suggest that it does not apply to Torah scholars. More than all the above, we find a directive of the Rebbe relating to this matter and as to whether one needs to suspect for this suggestion of Yehuda HaChassid. In general, things brought in the Tzava in the testament of Yehuda HaChassid are not always applicable for all Jewry and may be relevant only for his descendants. But here, it's also brought in a Sefer Chassidim, which is relevant for all Jewry. Now, even though he doesn't state that there's a prohibition and he's just giving a suggestion and you can choose to suspect for it and choose not to suspect for it, should a God-fearing person in truth suspect for it? So the Rebbe states regarding this matter that we apply the rule of mandalei kaped leikabdinan bahadei, which means that whoever is not particular, we're not particular with him. Meaning if you choose to ignore it, then you will be protected. So writes the Rebbe Nigras Kodesh, volume 14, page 399. Despite this, however, in at least two scenarios, the Rebbe gave a directive for married siblings to not live in the same building. However, he did not require them to live in separate cities.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.